The Gemara in Yavamas, Daf Ayin Amin Aleph, talks about whether an Aro will yocho betruma. An Aro, someone uncircumcised, and we're talking about a Kohen here, an uncircumcised Kohen may not eat truma. So the Gemara explains it's based on a Gzeira Shava from Karban Pesach, where the Torah says, Aro uven necho lo yocho bo. It talks about an Aro and a ben nechar. An uncircumcised person, a disloyal Jew, whatever that means, we'll get to, from partaking of the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, explains that an Aro is different from a Ben Nechar, because despite being an Aro, he is at least Libo LaShamayim. He's generally faithful to God, where a Ben Nechar is disloyal to Hashem. He's someone who worships Avodah Zarah or denies Hashem's existence. So an Aro, even though it's a local din of not being uncircumcised, but he's still Libo LaShamayim. But even then, he's not allowed for to eat the Karban Pesach. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What about a Kohen who can't undergo Mila because of health concerns? In fact, Halacha says not to. The famous case of Mesu Achav Machmas Mila. Two of the Kohen's brothers died as a result of their bris. Therefore, there must be some genetic thing, hemophilia, and therefore we prohibit the person, at least right now, from getting a Mila. So what about that situation? So it's clear the Gemara says, Aro lo yocho betruma. An Aro can't eat truma. But what about an Aro machmas imesu akav machmas mila? So this seems to be a machokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Rishonim, says that when the Mishnah says an Aro can't eat truma, it refers to someone who beratzon doesn't become a gemal. He stays an Aro. However, a Kohen who's putter and perhaps even usher to do Mila based on medical conditions, maybe can eat Mila. As the Gemara says in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, whether it's permitted to smear oil of truma on a child less than 8 days old, because day eight is when the Chiyuv Mila kicks in. So Rabbeinu Tam says that if a Aro child before 8 days old can benefit from the truma oil, so too one who can't have a bris through the danger, he compares it to that case. It's both cases where, even though it's different, the case of the chiyuv didn't kick in. Here, I guess he's learning the chiyuv also didn't kick in, because since at the time when he became chayev, it was a sakana. And Rashi disagrees, and Rashi says that even a Kohen who did not undergo Mila because of suffix sakana, he's still not his fault, but he's classified as an Aro, and I mean not eat truma, even though he's putter from bris. But so what? In other words, it's result oriented. If you don't have a Mila, you can't eat without blaming anyone, according to Rashi. And according to Rabbi Tam, no. If Halacha dictates that you can't do it or it's us to do it, so then you don't have the status of an Aro. Well, opposed to Rashi, it's a Metzias. If you don't have a Mila, you're an Aro. So the Rishonim discuss, they explain that Rashi says, when the Mishnah says an Aro, when it says, the Gemara explains that when it talks about an Aro, it's a someone who was Libo LaShamayim. So the fact that the Torah, the Gemara, Chazal label an Aro as someone who's Libo LaShamayim, the Mashma is not his fault. Even Mashma medical conditions. And yet, Rashi says, he's usher from partaking of the Karban Pesach and eating truma. So the fact that this is Libo LaShamayim means it's not, we're not blaming anyone, we're just saying an Aro can't do it. And Rabbeinu Tam, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say about Libo LaShamayim? He says that someone from medical conditions can. He says the Mishnah is referring to someone who's is afraid to do milah because he's afraid of the pain, he's afraid something will happen, he's still considered Leva Vashamayim, since he's refusing to do milah is based on fears, or be not unwarranted fear, is based on... Right, so the Machlokes, Rashi, Rabbi Adam, how you learn the Gemara Leva Vashamayim. The Rashi seems to learn that if it's Leva Vashamayim, even if it's out of his control, yet he's still called Aro. And Rabbi Adam says, no, Leva Vashamayim means he means well, it's Leva Vashamayim. He had Makshava Tova, but the bottom line is, he's, you know, his halacha doesn't say it's a good reason not to do it, but he's still not like someone who's disloyal to Hashem. So that's a machok, is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, on what's the definition of an Aro. If Mesu Acho of Machmas Milo, so Rashi still considers him an Aro, because it's Libo Hashemayim. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, he's not Libo Hashemayim. I mean, he is Libo Hashemayim, the case over there in the Gemara, but the bottom line is he's not an Aro because it's out of his control. So the Birkas Avram wants to make a distinction, the different types of Onsin. Someone who doesn't do Mila al Sakana, and one who can't do a Mila because he's an Onus. Let's say he can't find a Moel, he's in jail, whatever the case may be. So Rabbi Notam, so this is the Birkas Avram wants to claim, when does Rabbi Notam permit an Aro Kohen to eat truma? That's only if he can't do milah out machma sakana, because then a kohen's not only pater, he's usher to do it. And the Torah says v'chai behem. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that one who is obligated to because that person is obligated by the Torah to remain an aro. Therefore, how could you be called an aro if the Torah himself tells me not to? However, in the case of a kohen who's prevented out machmas acher, prison, or he can't get a moel, whatever the case may be. So then, even then, maybe Rabbi Natan agrees with Rashi that he's called an aro and not eat truma since he's usher. So to summarize, it's clear the Torah says that an aro will yochabo, aro can't eat, an aro and a ben necha cannot eat karban pesach. So the Gemara explains the difference between aro and ben necha is Ben Necher is someone who's like rebelling or worships Avodah Zarah. Aro is Liba Vashamayim. That's why they made a distinction. So the Machokis Rishonim is, if Mesu Akmos Machmas Mila, are you called an Aro and hence could you eat a Truma? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you're not an Aro, and Rashi says you are. It's how you learn Liba Vashamayim. Rashi saying, look, obviously Liba Vashamayim means it's not his fault. And Tosa says, no, Liba Shamayim is, he means well, but even though it is his well, he still should do it when he can. So it's clearly a machlokes by medical conditions. There's a further debate in the acronym. How far does Rabbi Tam go? Did Rabbi Tam say for any type of onus that then also you're not labeled an aro and you could eat, or dafka medical? Because why would I make a distinction? Because medical is in the gavra, like, that's a debate how long Rabbi Tam goes. And so the bottom line is, it's clear is in the case of Mesu Akor Machas Mila, Rabbi Tam says that a person, the Kohen Aro can't eat, and Rashi says no. It's perhaps relevant to the discussion of someone who wants to convert to Judaism, but he can't have a Mila. He's a hemophiliac. So we know that in order to become Jewish, you gotta be gemal. So the famous true of Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, that it's no good. That if you don't do a milah, then you can't enter the Jewish fold. And perhaps other achronim, perhaps debate if they. In order to, I think Rav, one of the achronim. So if you do the love, this is that you're no longer an aro because it makes you achmas machmas milah, medical reasons. But either way, lemaisa, we assume, like Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, that pashtis, someone who can only convert, if you're a Jew, you're still a Jew without a milah. So it's a machokas if you're an oro or not. But according to Rav Chaya Moser, that's only by someone born Jewish. But if you want to convert, so then even Rash, even Rabbi Notam would agree that it's likuva and you wouldn't be able to, you're still considered not to be gamalt, and therefore you don't have a shame Yisrael.